nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever
saw. This is Mama Maxie, WRPR News. We've all been there in the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, pushing through the crowds on a mission to find the perfect present. The mall is packed with shoppers, each trying to get what they need and get out. Today I'm speaking to the unsung heroes of the holiday season, retail workers, Santa's secret helpers to help us get our perfect Christmas mornings. The holidays are intense for shoppers, but even more so for the people in the retail industry. I'm here at Godiva at Riverside Square, and what is your favorite part about the holidays?
My favorite part is getting to help a customer and you find something like that they were looking for all over and you have it and they're just like really happy about it.
So being a chocolate tour, does that make it, do people get happy when they come in here?
People get really happy and we love to satisfy our customers. I love the spirit. I love the giving part of it, helping people give the perfect gift. It really makes me happy. Like serving them like a little kid, just giving them, you know, whether it be ice cream or a little piece of chocolate, seeing their face light up, because to them that's like, it's the world.
And so like you're Santa.
Yeah, like Santa, yeah. An adult, they taste the chocolate, they enjoy it, but to a kid, you see that, you know, light go off on them, and it's awesome.
Sweet. Does it get crazier in here because it's the holidays?
Absolutely.
Definitely. How do you guys deal with that?
Oh, we just have to help each and every customer and take it personal. Like, oh, if it was you going shopping, you'd want that associate to help you just as much as anybody else.
And it's really a team effort, you know. With Jamie, she has my back all the time. If I'm, you know, if I need some help or some input or whatever, and we both feed off each other, we help each other, and, you know, we usually come together to satisfy the customer.
I stopped by the Kate Spade specialty store at Riverside Square to speak to some of the muses about their experience working the holiday season. I'm here with Ashley Powell and Melinda. When I say holiday shoppers, what is your first thought?
Rush, trying to get something that they want but don't know.
I think rush, like Ashley said. I do like working the holidays. I think it's fun. It's fun helping people out, trying to figure out what they want, you know, to get for their loved ones. So it's kind of fun. It's kind of hectic. It's a little bit of everything.
You said you like figuring out what they want. Is it like sometimes kind of like figuring out a puzzle piece of what's going to fit for?
Right. Because sometimes they come in and have no idea like what they want. So, you know, you kind of have to ask questions, kind of gauge what kind of person they're shopping for. So you can give them some fun ideas of things to purchase.
So basically you're working a little puzzle piece too.
Right.
Do you think it's harder during the holidays to achieve that like special client relationship that Kate Spade is known for?
Definitely during the holidays because they're kind of just coming in to get something like quick and easy, especially if they're shopping last minute during Christmas time. They just want to come and go.
What's like the craziest experience you've had?
Well, a customer who wants four different items for only like $500, knowing the price point of the store that she's shopping at.
Can you tell me one of your favorite stories about the holiday season and working here? Have you had any experiences like that stick out in your mind?
Actually, we just had one the other day where this kid came in to buy a present for his girlfriend, or this girl that he was so in love with. And he spoke so highly of her, and then a couple weeks later he comes back with the gift and, you know, things didn't work out, and it was just kind of, he was all heartbroken. I was kind of heartbroken for him.
So you got really emotionally involved in that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Aw, that's sweet. Does that happen a lot where people like tell you why they're buying and you get to know them as a person?
I think so. I think a lot of times people need to like just to let out some stuff and they end up just telling you their whole life story.
Of the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
So anytime I'm at the shops at Riverside, I always feel the need to stop at Grand Connection. I can only assume it's the same for all the holiday shoppers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here a lot.
I am.
So does it get super crazy during the holidays?
During the holidays, it's definitely just a madhouse. Like, you'll have ones come up over here, and while you're helping another guest, and, like, they'll just want to, like, be helped right away. So
Everyone. It
does get, like, the flow of traffic really does pick up during the holidays.
It picks up and gets crazier.
Yes, definitely. I mean, not so much right now, but
yeah, well, it's a Monday night.
Yeah.
Monday night. I figured it'd be a good time to stop
slow
and
down.
Talk to you
without
everyone trying to get your
exactly.
attention.
Exactly. Yep. But definitely like Friday, Saturday, even sometimes like Thursdays.
Yeah.
Like Thursday
starts.
Night, like it starts, and then like Friday, Saturday is just like out of the park. You already know it's gonna be crazy when you come in to work that day. So,
do you ever notice like a difference in the way people are and their like attitudes? Are people more festive, or is it usually just the same as the rest of the year?
Sometimes ones are like more festive and a little bit more generous too.
Mm-hmm.
other times it's like you will get like a couple who are like just
like, I want that.
This wasn't right. That wasn't right. What's going on? We have just a hot mess.
So you have to go make a cappuccino.
Yeah, no,
so we're
going to
go make a cappuccino. All right. So you're making a cappuccino right now. Is there... Do you ever have any experiences with customers that, like, stand out in your mind?
Do you want to hear, like, the worst of the worst?
The worst of the worst.
I hate to talk bad about people.
No. Well, I mean, we all know that there are those people, and at the holidays, like, it brings it out because people are stressed and going.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
I think it's like, we get a lot of people who try to, like, scam us.
Really?
Like, you'll get, like, the occasional ones who are, like, they'll try to get, like, a free drink. They'll order, maybe we'll get ones who order, like, a large drink, and then they'll, like, have, like, six people over, and then they'll ask you for, like, six cups, and then split the drink. And then once the drink is finished, they'll come over and say, oh, well, like, I didn't really like it, it was cold. And then we'll look in the cup, and the cup's, like, all the way at the bottom.
Like, oh, you didn't like it.
And I'm like,
but you drank all of it already.
Happy mocha? We'll get that a lot. And then, like, we'll get a lot of, like, people will take, like, the wrong sandwich and they'll know it. Like, they'll try to, like, just steal food.
Oh, my gosh.
Or, like, with the money, they'll be like, oh, well, we had one guy who came in and he was, like, they were giving the change. Like, the transaction was finished. And he said, but I give you guys a 20. Like, where's the rest of my money? Like, where's my $10 bill? And our employee at the register was saying that, you know, sir, like, you handed me a 10, like, you didn't hand me a 20. Oh my goodness, it was like the end of the world. He was like screaming at her, and like, he was like, I gave you the 20, I know what I gave you. He was like, go check your cameras right now. So we evidently went back, we checked the cameras, and he gave her a 10. So like, our employee was right, but like, he was like super upset.
Oh my gosh.
Even after we were like, sir, was like, let me see the cameras. So he wanted to come in back and see the cameras himself. He saw it and he was like still upset. So it's like,
he
some people you just
us?
No. I'm like, some people you just can't, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta just let them be the way they are.
As cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
On a positive note, we had like a really good customer. He comes in like every once in a while, like with his daughter. And I made him a drink, and he was just, like, super sweet. He was like, you guys make, like, the best coffee. Like, this is the awesomest place. Like, he just, like, his optimism was just, like, so great. So I gave him, like, a couple, like, Yelp review. And then, like, on the back, like, the card has, like, a free beverage coupon. And he was, like, he, like, walked away a little bit, and he, like, yelled over. And he was like, oh, you guys are so great. Have a blessed day. Like, he was super excited. So it's, like, the customers like that, like, really make me happy. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we can rub off. Yeah, like, you rub off, like, the energy, and you rub off, like, the happiness, like... So at the end of the day, we're just trying to, like, help them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
the one common theme with all the retail workers I spoke to was their genuine desire to help out their customers. As shoppers, we get so involved in our lists and getting everything done, we forget to appreciate these everyday Santas who help us bring a smile to the faces of those we love with the perfect present at the holidays. This is Nirmal Massey, WRPR News.